Summit County Treasurer Corey Forsling told KPCW that the week before Christmas is normally very slow at the treasurer's office. They spend the last 2 months of the year collecting property taxes, and usually by the holidays, it's pretty quiet. Not this year, however, as residents scramble to prepay property taxes before 2018.
There were just constant phone calls. I was here in the office by myself the Friday before Christmas, and I was on the phone from 8 to 5 all day. I don't have phone records. I don't know how many hundreds of phone calls came through, but we were on the phone constantly.
She says Summit County property owners thought they could save money by making their 2018 tax payment early.
It's when the news really started to get out that it was that folks could actually save quite a lot of money on their 2018 taxes by front-loading their property taxes in 2017. At that point, everyone assumed that it was possible to take the deduction on their tax return, and the only question we were dealing with was, can you take a prepayment? Because there were entities around the country that would not even take a prepayment, and they told lots of taxpayers that if they do make the payment, we're going to turn right around and refund that money to you. But in our county, we absolutely do take a prepayment. We're, you know, happy to hold on to any funds that you want to prepay. So we were answering that phone call all day long, that yes, we will take the prepayment, but we would not make any representation about whether or not you could take that tax deduction on your tax return.
Shortly after the bill was signed, the IRS announced they would not recognize tax prepayments made in 2017 unless the 2018 property assessment was complete. Forsling says the property tax calendar doesn't start until January 1st in Utah, so residents would not have that option. The tax law includes curtailing deductions on state and local income tax, property tax, and mortgage interest write-offs. Forsling says she can only speak to property tax write-offs.
I think it will affect everyone depending on their own personal tax situation, so I don't have that information for each person individually, but my understanding is that there's a $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions. So if you're itemizing and you're right now itemizing higher than $10,000, you're going to be affected by this cap. Of course, if you're already subject to AMT, then that wouldn't affect you anyway. So it really depends on an individual whether or not this is going to affect you. Whether or not folks can write it off on their tax return, they should work on that issue with their accountant.
Like many experts, she's not sure yet how this new tax law will affect the county treasury.
In states where this is really going to impact people in the larger states that have higher local taxes, the local entities are very concerned about it. Whether or not that will have a direct impact on us, I think that is an issue. I do not know how it would affect us in Utah.
She says for anyone who made a prepayment and wants a refund, they can contact the treasurer's office at 435-336-3267. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.